Chapter 5. Kesh, 2 years earlier.
The ocean sighed as it rushed forward and receded in a rhythm, even more ancient than what was unfolding on its lavender sand shores. While the sun was bright and warm, a breeze came from the sea to cool the heated faces of the two figures standing there. They faced each other, as still as if they were carved from stone, the only motion around them that of their hair and heavy black robes as the wind toyed with them. Then, as if by some unheard signal, one of them moved. The soft sound of the ocean was punctuated by a sharp snap hiss. The almost perfectly symmetrical, light purple features of Vistara Kai's adversary were abruptly cast into a sickly green relief. Vistara activated her own weapon with a fluid motion, saluted her opponent with it, settled into position, and waited to see who would make the first move. She balanced lightly on the balls of her booted feet, ready to leap left, right, or straight up. Still, her opponent did not move. The sun was at its height, and its light was harsh, beating down on them like something physical. Their heavy, dark robes were stifling hot. But Vistara would no sooner abandon her robes than she would abandon her weapon or her heritage. The robes were traditional, ancient, a deep and valued part of who she was, and she would endure the encumbrance. The tribe valued strength as much as it valued beauty, rewarded patience as much as initiative. The wise being was the one who knew when which was called for. Vistara sprang, not at her opponent, but to the left and past him, leaping upward, turning in the air, and slashing outward with the blade. She felt the blade impact and heard its distinctive sizzle. He gasped as she landed, flipped, and crouched back into a defensive position. The sandy surface was treacherous, and her foot slipped. She righted herself almost instantly, but that moment was all he needed to come at her. He hammered her with blows that were more of strength than grace, his lithe body all lean muscle. She parried each strike, the blades clashing and sizzling, and ducked underneath the final one. Lightness and agility were her allies, and she used them freely. Her long, light brown hair had come loose from its quickly twisted braid, and the tendrils were a distraction. She blew upward to clear her vision just in time to block another one of the strong blows.
"Blast!"
she muttered, leaping back and switching the blade to her other hand. She was completely ambidextrous.
"You're getting good, Ari."
Ari Ross, apprentice, member of the native and conquered species of Kashiri, and Vistara Kai's close friend, offered her a smile.
"I'd say the same about you, Ves, except for the fact that the sand jump messes you up every single time."
She interrupted him with a sudden upward leap, landing on his shoulders, balancing there lightly with the use of the force, and plunged the lightsaber straight downward, aiming for his back between his shoulder blades. He dived forward, force pushing her off, but not before she touched the tip of the glowing red blade to his robes. Ari arched, his dive thrown off as his body twisted from the pain. Even the training lightsabers inflicted a powerful shock. Vistara leapt as Ari dived, using his force push to her own advantage, turning twice in the air and landing surely, facing him. She smirked in satisfaction as she brushed her renegade locks out of the way. Ari completed his dive and came to his feet, rolling in the sand. Vistara extended her arm with the grace of a dancer. Ari's lightsaber was snatched from his hand and flew into hers. She grasped it and dropped into the Jarkai stance, ready to come at him with both blades. Ari looked up and sighed, dropping back into the sand.
"And you get distracted far too easily. Focus, Ari. Focus,"
she chided. She gestured casually, just a slight jerk of her chin, and a handful of sand flew toward Ari's face. Muttering, he lifted his empty hand and used the force to deflect the grains.
"He's just training, Ves,"
he muttered, getting to his feet and dusting himself off.
"It's never just training,"
she shot back. She deactivated her training lightsaber, hooked it back on her belt, and tossed Ari's to him. The Kashiri youth caught it easily, still looking disgruntled. Vistara undid her hair and fluffed it for a minute, letting the air penetrate to the roots to help cool her scalp. Her long fingers busily rebraided it, properly this time, as she continued to speak, while Ari shook grains of purple sand out of his own white shoulder-length hair.
How often have I told you that? Say that in the presence of one of the masters, and you'll never make it beyond a Tyro.
Ari sighed and rose, nodding to acknowledge the truth of what she said. Neither of them had been formally chosen as an apprentice yet, although they had been training in classes under the tutelage of various masters for years, their strengths and weaknesses in the Force noted and analyzed and pushed. Vistara knew that at 14, it was still possible, even likely, that she would be chosen by a master as his or her formal apprentice. But she chafed horribly at the delay. Some Tyros were chosen at much younger ages, and Vistara knew that she was strong in the Force. She reached out for a flask of now warm water, and the canteen resting on the sand floated to her, the lid unfastening as it moved. Vistara gulped down the liquid thirstily. Sparring at the height of the sun was exhausting, and Ari always muttered about it, but she knew it toughened her. Vistara handed the canteen to Ari, who also drank. She regarded him for a moment. He was a nearly perfect physical specimen of a species whose physical strength, agility, and harmony of features and form had become an ideal for her own people. He could easily pass for a member of her own species. He would make a striking human, but a human nonetheless, were it not for the pale purple cast to his skin.